You are listening to SAS, Starseeds, Angels, Savant Syndrome, and I'm the Mystic Man. Thank you for joining.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
YOLO, or maybe YOLO thrice, if you are thrice born, perhaps quadriborn, probably born a lot more times than thrice actually, really. I mean, I remember Casey going on and on and on about people's past lives. And so did Dolores Cannon. In fact, some readings talked about lifetimes spent in inanimate objects. How about that? You're listening to SAS, and I am the Mystic Man. And I think this show is kind of explicit. I haven't really been doing much explicit stuff lately. I mean, I guess it depends on what you consider explicit. But I like to be well-rounded explicit. And things have been a little bit too serious. I know the world's all falling apart and everything's going to heck. But we can take a break. Let's take a break from all that shoojlabulu and just chill and, like, be weird. Are you down? I'm down for that. I was born down for that. This is really actually like what the show is supposed to be about. That's why I named it Sass. Actually, you know, I literally thought of Sass first because I wanted it to be sassy. And I was like, okay, it'll be an acronym. And the acronym words, it'll be Sass. And I didn't have the words, so I just chose a bunch of words randomly. And that fit, you know. And that's what happened. But the sass part came first. The entire purpose of the show was supposed to be sass. Because I'm very sassy. To always love Daffy Duck. He was the one who would get in a boxing ring and then jump on an invisible unicycle and start running over the person on the invisible unicycle, and the person would get ran over. That's how daffy he was. He was so daffy that his made-up illusions hurt the person. Well, maybe it didn't hurt. Okay, it's a cartoon, but you know, it had a physical effect onto reality. That's some powerful manifestation for you. That's how Daffy was. Daffy was 100% pure faith, pure manifestation into the realm of reality. What do it do? You know, I'm a mixed race mutt. I believe entirely in interracial sex. I entirely believe in interbreeding. It shouldn't even be called that. It should just be called sex. And everything but should be called inbreeding. Which, actually, you know, to be honest, you know, I can't really discriminate there either, you know. And you know, I mean, hey, you know, like, there's some places where that's normal, really, you know, like, and there's some cultures where that's just what they do. And you know what, can you imagine? Let me put it this way. I read an article once, I believe it was a woman in Sweden or something like that. It was like some European place, right? And she was just a sweet woman writing an article from her heart. And what it was about was how she had married her cousin. And where they're from, it's actually pretty common because there's not that much people around. And that's just, you know, pretty common. Really, and they understand because they have TV and they understand the most of the world has that kind of mockery against it and judgment, and it was amazing for me to read. You know. Can you empathize with that? Does it feel right? Because you see, the thing is that she did love her cousin. And they were in love and they married. And that's just how it went. And to them, it was just love. And you know what? God bless them. And it just, can you look at that and really judge that? You know, doesn't it feel gross to judge that? I mean, like, I feel ashamed. I felt immediately ashamed as soon as I read it. Because it's like, wow, there's a dynamic I never thought about. But then again, there's some things that are just way off and way wrong and just, whoa, you know what I mean? Some of them pornos, you know, I totally understand. Every time I'm in these spiritual groups, oh, wait, whoa, 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 back down, it's all good. I'm not going there. Let me finish my sentence. I'm in these spiritual groups, and a lot of times, the women, always the women, will come up and say, oh, you know, every guy's got to stop watching porno. Guys have to stop watching porno. And they're right. You know what? They are right. And it's just, you know, it's just that the women say it. The guys don't really say it because the guys are watching porno, really. But I think what it might be that those women, like, hadn't watched porno maybe in a few years, and they had no idea what it had turned into. My God. Now, for those out there who did not know and who has not traveled to that land in a while or ever, be warned. Porno is not like it used to be. No, sir. Yeah, it is pretty weird, and I mean in every level. It's like if you were to take the things that had become the niches and fantasies and the the taboos and the everything, all of it, right? You know, and until it, like, had culminated, until, like, each one had, like, a, World Series or something, you know, with freaking, you know, baseball cards for each one, like, for each porn star. So basically like that. If you imagine that. And in each niche. For years. And then now it's all just kind of bland, and all of the most weirdest stuff is on the front page every time for every porn site. It's weird. It's nuts. And I think it says a lot. It does. And they're right. The women, I mean, who go and say that? Because we do all have to stop with the porno. We do. And I'm saying it right here as a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite. Obviously. Okay, Tyler, you want back in? I'll let you. Yes, Tyler. He had to go tinkle, I think. That was a quick in and out. Or out and in. Yeah, what, meowsers? What? Do you want an award? Did you bury? Good. Oh, you want me to clean it for you, huh? Yeah, litter box probably needs a cleaning. Okay. Well, I hope you know I'm talking about some raunchy. Well, he's older than all of us, actually. Tyler is, like, pretty old. He is, like, jeez, I don't know. 10 human years. I think 10 human years old. Yeah. Yeah. He started growing dreadlocks. I shit you not. I had to cut off his dreadlocks from his back. It was gnarly. I mean, like, not one, not two, but, like, a good 20 dreadlocks. He's a Maine Coon, and his hair grows very long and very fluffy. Maine Coon, if you did not know, was a snow cat. And just like the Maine Coon snow cat, it is getting a little bit chilly out there. So why don't you bundle up with a partner? And not the porno. Just no. Seriously, there's a couple of reasons why. For one, it makes you psychologically screwed. It makes you fucked in the head. You stop understanding what your the natural ways of things. You stop even striving for the natural ways of things. It cuts off your libido. It cuts off your aim, your drive, your sexuality. That's probably why everybody's having identity crises and everything, you know, and like having all kinds of this and that, you know, gender fluid dynamic aspect, freaking people trying to say that they're animals and shit. I don't even know. It's like, nah, y'all, I mean, do what, you know, say whatever the fuck you want, you know? Hey, shit, you know, I'll just be a fucking Pokemon Zebra freaking 22 level Pikachu and, you know, semi freaking, you know, lesbian or something. I don't even know, you know? Heck, I'll be pregnant. Like, can I be pregnant? Can I just, like, say I'm pregnant and be pregnant? Like, is that a thing too? You know? Hey, maybe it's all in my mind, right? Well, I think a lot of the shit in people's minds has been a little bit warped. And I mean specifically because of the porno. If, I mean, literally, if you have not seen it in a while, go and look. But be warned. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Just like one sweep through maybe like the one or two pages of any porn site, you'll see it, what I'm talking about. There's gonna be fucking lots of big ass dick. Like, I mean, literally not even actual dick, but like a fake, like just ridiculous, like strap on, but like, you know, you can't totally tell that it's a strap on because they color it to the same color as whoever's wearing it. And it's things like as big as somebody's head. It's like, literally, I'm not even joking you. And then they go and swing it around like it's real. It's like, no, dude, that's like the same size as his leg. But, you know, that's just how things have come nowadays. And it's like, that's a midget. What the fuck? No, don't even stop. Come on, you guys practiced this like 20 times. Don't even know. But you're watching it. And that's just, that's how it goes. That's why the show is called Sass. And that's why I am a little bit sassy up in here. Because that's the shit I've watched. I've watched that. Hey, you know, that's how I know, you know. But that's the kind of shit that you'll see too. And I'm not really promoting you to watch it. I'm just saying, like, go check it out and see that it's there, so that way you understand to not watch it, if that makes any sense at all. You're listening to the Sassiest Show. If you did not know, I am the Mystic Man. And you know what? You could leave a message if you want. You could complain. You could talk smack back to me. You could rap. You could poetry. Not many people do. There's been about 6 people that have left messages for the show. And it's very specific times. And it's very rare. I don't know why. I love leaving messages on people's shows. Because you can with Anchor. You know, I'll go on other people's podcasts and, like, just leave a message, say what's up, you know. I've talked smack to a couple of people. Really, you could find me on other people's podcasts, maybe, if they ended up playing my message that I left for a few people. You know, who's one person I talked smack to? What's his name? Is his name Michael Green or something? I can't remember. You know that weird guy that, like, I don't know, he's kind of chubby, he's got the glasses, always wears the, like, farmer dad getup. Mike Moore, that guy. Yeah, I talked shit. I went up on his thing and I talked shit. I wonder if he ever put my recording up. I don't know, but you know, I'll tell you what. I will put your recording up if you leave me a message. You should see a link in the show description. It should say anchor.fm sass hub messages or message, something like that. Click it. Leave me a voice audio message. And tell me what you think. Tell me what's going on in your life. tell me your deepest desires or your most secret wishes. Tell me what you want for Christmas. Tell me what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you. And in fact, if you tell me something really weird, there's a little reward I'm going to put out there just to make sure everybody's awake. Whoever can tell me the weirdest thing, but they got to leave a message, you got to leave an audio message on the show. And it'll, you know, you got to go click the link, whenever, you know, right now or after, whatever. And I will award you with some Satoshi, which is a couple digits of Bitcoin. How about $50 worth, 50 USD in Satoshi? And you know what that means. That means that by next week it'll be $100. But, I mean, unless you wait until next week, then you're going to get given the $50 worth, 50 USD worth. And so it'll be less Satoshi by then. So you better hurry. And yeah, tell me the weirdest thing. Either that happened to you or that you've heard or something weird. Because you know why? Because we need that in the world, really. And I don't mean like the freaky weird, like, I mean, you could if you want, heck, whatever, you know, it's your weird, it's not my weird, maybe it is, it could be though, you know, you could share the weird, but what I'm just trying to say is, like, let's just try to get away from the, you know, the out there kind of psycho world kind of weird. That's not even weird, really. Let's keep our weird holy. Our weird is sacred. This is the new weird. And it's a sacred thing. So you can step into this holy place of the new weird. We're all new weirdos here. So you're welcome. Please leave your normal. Your new normal, old normal, I don't care. Leave the normal outside the door. It'll be there for you when you leave later. Trust me. Whatever you want to call it, any of that new normal bull crap, leave it outside. When you're stepping into this sanctum, this is a holy place of weirdness and sass and funny talk. Daffy Duck, strange awkward porno, the sanctity of taboo. And you, if you let it be, and leave a message, because you can win that Satoshi. Oh, I don't think I've ever told anybody, any of my listeners, but, no, maybe I'll save that story for after the break, but I'm gonna take a break right now and play some music so that way you can get in the zone and get weird. And maybe afterwards I'll share a very interesting, intriguing story with you that has a little bit to do with Satoshi.
The most urgent invention in the world right now is a vaccine that prevents you from getting COVID-19.
All right, okay.
To the politicians who believe those corrupt people, these facts are hereby offered as a lifeline that can help you readjust your course of action and start the long overdue public scientific discussion and not go down with those charlatans and criminals. Thank you.
There's a term in psychology referring to the unsuspecting bystanders who inadvertently get lured into becoming the tool and weapon of narcissists who set out to abuse their victims from afar and from behind the scenes. Quote, flying monkeys, end quote, clearly owing its theme from the story of The Wizard of Oz. Through the flying monkeys, the narcissist relish in a flurry of ad hominem and psychological projection, always specific to their very own guilt denied being faced. While the newfound cult commits what's known as cause stalking or gang stalking. This has become a very, very serious thing online, and by the literature, it does seem to end up driving the victims either insane or into psychological trauma. Given that the harassment is coming from random people the individual doesn't personally know and could come from anywhere or anyone, which is exactly how the narcissists try to manipulate it to be as they lie, slander, and get great joy out of watching people attack the person they despise for them and under not only wrong beliefs, but specifically wrong, given that the narcissists themselves are the ones who are guilty of the storyline which they led to the unsuspecting crowd. The cult then becomes emotionally invested into the affair, entirely engulfed in the story and spending time and effort out of their day and lives to stalk, harass, and try to harm the innocent individual, all the while believing themselves to be heroic. The investment from the group members is precisely what the narcissists desire of them, as once they've put in enough of their time and effort towards the cause, they become entrapped in a fallacy called the sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy is the fallacy where we tend to not want to give up a belief or task or project due to having already invested so much into it, just as marketers online depend on, which is why they create journeys of landing pages and video watching and button clicking for you to invest in and invest your time well. So that way, the user is going to invest the time to where they just want to get the thing for sure, so they get something out of it once they get to the end. Unfortunately, this also has a psychological effect on the now cult/gang members. They become emotionally invested into enforcing the storyline narrative as true, as though to even consider the person they're attacking to be innocent would have a huge horde of implications of shame and guilt to be faced, of which the subconscious mind brings occasional hints of, due to the fact that the subconscious mind has no filter and takes in all data. The problem is that the subconscious mind does not know time nor sequence of events. It does not use logic. It only holds on to the data. It is specifically here that the most damage is done, as the individuals of the group then have a shared blind spot of denial, which none of them will look at, and all of them will fight to ensure anything which reminds them of what they know subconsciously but don't wish to admit on a waking conscious level gets buried, shunned, silenced, mocked, trolled, and in many cases in history, even murdered. Anything and everything is fair grounds to the flying monkeys who the narcissist has trained. And then that narcissist is at their peak empowerment, since the people of their ego-centered and fallacy-based lie would then all aim to protect the false dignity of the narcissists naturally, without the narcissists needing to do or say anything. This happens far too much in society and historically. And I'm sure the reader can think of a time or two in history that they could see this clearly had been the case. In reference to one of those historical cases, I'd like to call this social fallacy of group narcissistic abuse denial the Antichrist consciousness, as it is exactly the psychological denial of the group in their projection of shames that had murdered Christ. And I do believe this was how Christ knew what was going to happen to him and why he knew there was no way out of it. The people simply would never choose to see that they were not only wrong, but specifically wrong. I'm going to now state a list of good, positive actions that I took to commit myself to last year during the lockdown. In reading it, I'd like for the listener to pay close attention to their emotions and what is felt. I will ask you afterwards what you believe that tone I wrote it in sounds like to you. Simply by what emotion you feel I have in my tone in speaking this, I can depict not only what you did last year, in 2020, but what media you watch, since I watch them all. I can depict what beliefs you hold, since I know which media presented which narrative. I can predict the listener's political affiliation, even though I myself am from California. San Francisco Bay Area, have never lived in a Republican state in my life. And I voted for Obama. I always considered myself a Democrat. Now, well, I take a more Noam Chomsky perspective. And I can tell from the collection of deductive reasoning given above what level of liability the reader is to the well-being of those around them. In the beginning of 2020, I learned from my friend, who is a Vedic Swami from India, that antibiotics do not work on viruses. I asked him why. I had no idea at that point that he had majored in biology in college. He responded by educating me on the fact that viruses are not bacteria. They are not fungi. They are inanimate proteins of DNA or RNA and not living beings. I thought that wasn't true. I thought it couldn't be true. That's impossible. And then I looked it up. And it's true. It has always been the case. Only my ignorance told me otherwise. Only my stupidity had propagated the false belief. All of the scientists agreed. And that was the consensus and has been the consensus for the past 100 years. My world was flipped upside down, and I didn't believe him, so I had to look it up myself. Not only was he right, but there was no argument I could find to say any different. That was the whole of the scientific consensus. Always was, and there was never any scientist claiming otherwise, ever. So far as I could find. Since that defining moment, I have read over 100 plus peer-reviewed science papers on virology and on the human genome, considering that viruses are solely and merely bits of DNA or RNA. I'm a paying subscriber to 4 science journals, and I am now a lifetime member of 1 private organization of doctors and scientists. I am now a part owner and initial investor for 1 True News media company, which had been formed solely because its founder had seen the horrific gaslighting of the science half of the public had begun to commit to irresponsibly and narcissistic in their specific tact and imposition onto the rights and freedoms of the whole of us without having any science to back up any of their claims. I've written 14 of what I've coined fact check integrity reviews, published each to where I found that all but one, which had absolutely zero logic, had absolutely zero logic, and had been ridden with ad hominem fallacy, strawman fallacy, red herring fallacy, and nearly every time, and in that order. Then ending with the 3 again in reverse order. Most of those reviews can be found published on the corporate wall on Medium. If you go to medium.com/the-corporate-wall. All of the reviews I did had multiple fallacies, with the one that made the cut barely standing up with integrity in its logic and still, like the rest, needed at least to have corrections to the text made. The others, though, needed to be redacted indefinitely. There was zero response by any of the acclaimed, quote, fact-check organizations, end quote, meaning there was no accountability. Given that there was no accountability, there was no science. So much as dogmatic belief, making it a religion and a cult as well, who blindly believe the narrative without even having the integrity to read the science papers and every excuse to falsely claim anything uncomfortable for them to look at it as wrong. If these factors here are already known, then I salute the listener, but I won't just assume so. Therefore, here are easily verifiable facts the listener can and should verify, as the listener should have been before, if the elements had come across their path. And the first one is, thanks to 42 U.S. Code 300AA-22, there is no liability for any vaccine manufacturer, no matter what should happen to the people who take their vaccines or the administrators of the vaccine. They themselves cannot be sued, nor blamed, nor criminally charged, thanks to that law. the vaccine court. The courts were erected due to that very easy-to-read law, which the listener should look up to verify, since it's very short and in simple, proper English. And in the vaccine courts, a false identity is set up as a seat in the court filled by a member of the vaccine court establishment so as to not append blame on the manufacturers themselves. 2, there is no science that goes to show that masks work at all. In fact, Dr. Fauci has said this, Dr. Birx has said this, the World Health Organization has said this, and the Center for Disease Control has said this. There has been multiple fact checks which came up and tried to purport that they haven't said that. But I have a video of them saying that. If you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/heckamuchmagazine, that's HECKAMUCH magazine, MAGAZINE, then you will find a video that I uploaded which has them saying exactly that. So it's funny, you know, and all of these fact checks, like as I've stated, they have no accountability. They have no integrity. They don't redact things that they're wrong about. And when they do, they don't mention it to anybody, I'm assuming, because I haven't heard a word yet. I've contacted them so many times on so many different levels on so many themes, which is funny. And then if you go to the CDC website themselves and you look it up now, you'll find under there, if you go to the bottom and you go under FOIA, which is the Freedom of Information Act, which is the constitutional right that we have to ask for information pertaining any certain specific thing. This way there's accountability. Well, you will find that the CDC website will say things like, due to COVID, here's our excuse. We're not accepting through these means. You can file through other means of hoops that we're going to make you jump through, but we're not accepting a request of Freedom of Information Act through mail. No physical mail. No, through email. Nope. Not through this website. Nope. You'll have to go and contact these people over here and go click these links and jump through these hoops, which is becoming less so much as a Freedom of Information Act as much as a triathlon, jump through hoops. Then maybe, you know, if you get to the end, then yeah, Information Act. Misinformation is the goal here. I'd say so. It seems apparent. The whole thing that I keep saying to people is you have to really look for the ideal, the cause, the intent. And that's easy to see, you know. It's easy to see. Like, if you don't know, like, why a person would do something, and the opposite argument is a clear cut, oh, this person would do this because of that, then I would probably try to listen to the opposite argument, you know. Maybe drop the pride and ego, don't allow yourself to become a flying monkey, and give truth a chance, because a lot of times we ourselves are the only ones in the way. Now, I could go on, and that is a writing that I am working on. It's going to be up on my, I think I'll put it on the corporate wall on Medium. I think it would do good there, but I might just publish it through a different publication. We will see. I'll keep you updated. But it's a very important thing. I think, you know, it would be very eye-opening to even look that up. And it's scary, too, because you see, the thing is that the people, the victims of these gang stalking or cause stalking, I prefer the term cause stalking, the victim of these cause stalking events, it's very sad. It's very sad because they're brought to feel like they're insane. You know, these narcissistic psychopaths. And it could be, you know, it happens a lot. You know, it could be like one of your exes or something, or, you know, somebody who just hates you. It happened to me, and I would have never thought that it came from the person that it came from. It was some BZ that I met once. I didn't even meet her in person. I met her online, and she was rude to me. And so I complained to her coworkers, and she did not like that at all. For 2 years, she stalked me and started a cult of haters that, you know, freaking came and harassed me and abused me. And luckily, the people of that group ended up liking me and ended up seeing that she was full of shit and she was totally projecting and totally lying. I would have never known about this kind of event, that this theme ever happened to anybody, and I would have never known there was a name for it. But looking up similar instances, I found the name, cause stalking, and it's caused by flying monkeys. These are all terms to explain and define narcissistic tendencies. If you look up narcissistic tendencies list, you'll find it, and it's it happens. It happens a lot. And it's so satanic. It's so evil. I don't know how people couldn't see that. One of my main things is I don't ever allow people to talk crap about somebody behind that person's back. Now, there are instances where it has to be done. I will give it that. There are instances where it has to be done for people's safety and for, you know, for the person's safety themselves. Now, but I think that there are steps to take to ensure that it's a correct choice of action, because for one, it could be based off of entire illusion and lies. So because of that, it's always important to confront the person and not be passive aggressive with it. No hinting, no bullshit hinting, and then saying, coming around and saying like, oh, yeah, no, I told them, or, oh, yeah, I confronted them about it. No, no, no. It has to be direct, and they have to know what the fuck you're talking about. If they don't, then you are the narcissistic one, and you should stop. None of the passive aggressiveness. You can be upfront, confront them upfront, be straight up and sincere. Sincerity goes a long way. It goes the whole way, and it is the only way you can know for sure that you're not being the flying monkey of narcissists. And yeah, you know, this happens for all kinds of reasons. Some people commit suicide. A lot of times people have no idea what's going on, and the abusive narcissistic cult get joy out of making the person go crazy and making them believe complete fabricated lies, you know. So the person ends up believing crazy shit like, oh, the aliens or the government or this shit, you know, they're out to get me. When, you know, it's actually just narcissists, you know. And yeah, they relish in that shit. And a lot of times, the worst part about it, a lot of times, it's just innocent people who believe that they're doing good. They believe that they're putting in justice. They believe that they're punishing somebody who's wicked. You know, they believe that they're punishing somebody who's bad. And what happens is if a person is being harassed and abused nonstop, right? And then people go up to them and, like, you know, pick at them. Like, of course they're going to snap. Of course they're going to, like, get angry. And they're going to seem like an asshole, aren't they? Right? Because they're under abuse and harassment left and right, nonstop. It's driving them mad. You know, luckily I was a little bit more sane to be able to decipher what was going on. And luckily the people involved came forward and were righteous enough and good people enough to let me know. If it wasn't for that, I don't know. I probably would have believed anything, really. And that's how these narcissists like to do. They like to control entire flocks of people and have them believing lies. Just like happened with CNN and Trump. Yeah, guess what? Hey, you know, look at that. What happened? They were blaming Trump for collusion with Russia when, ironically, you had them in collusion with the other communists right across the sea, China. And that's not even a theory. That's a well-known established fact. It is in paper. It is in the bank account transactions between Hunter Biden and communist China's, you know, established organizations, and as well as Biden himself. Look at the things he says. Okay, Tyler, okay. I will stop right there. We're supposed to be chilling, I know. Well, I just wanted to throw that one out there because that's an important factor that I think everybody should pay attention to and consider. Are you sucked in to a group of flying monkeys? Are you, by chance, believing that you are watching out for people while you're punishing innocent people, thinking that they're evil while you enact evil actions? Always good to consider these things. I like to say, don't ever gamble with punishing the innocent. And don't punish the innocent. We don't like to see that we have punished the innocent, so we make up entire illogical fallacies and run off storytelling to ourselves and to others in order for us to not see how we have been the one in the wrong. But with accountability, with integrity and dignity, we look to see. Because it's always wrong to punish the innocent. And it's horrific to find out that we've been the one who punished the innocent. So don't. Always, always, always give the person the benefit of the doubt. This is the reason why, for one, in court, a person is innocent. They're innocent until proven guilty. And for two, a person has a right to face their accuser. This is because the accuser, if hiding, well, generally in these kinds of situations, the accuser is actually the one who is guilty of the crimes that they're lying about and projecting onto the other person. They're the actual villains, and all these people that are loving the narcissist. They love this person who is very good at manipulating people. Well, they don't want to believe that because they've invested into the lie. And they've themselves become the villains. Well, God bless. Don't be the villain, be the hero. And if you find yourself being the villain, change. Stand up for integrity. Stand up for dignity. Apologize. And let the person know. Let the person know. For God's sake, let the person know. I thank the people who let me know. Who knows? I could be dead if not for them. Well, it's been fun. Thank you for joining me. And I know that I kind of snuck a quick one in there, but it had to be done. It had to be said. There's no time off for me, so, you know. This was a very, very needed vacay. As short as it was, and fleeting as it was. But there's lots of work to do. and lots of stuff needs to get done. I believe that we all inherently have an inner compass. That inner compass knows what's up, and it knows what's down. And a lot of people are having vertigo, but that's okay. It is okay. I think that I am going to end this episode with Stephanie Word. Go check her out. I left a link in the episode description. And this song is called Just for a Minute. And she did it on the fly, freestyle, off the top of her dome. Stephanie Word. Oh, and Uomao ke ea o ka aina I ka pono o humanity.
Yeah, okay, you see, I do exactly what I want to, and it don't really concern you, as long as you stay in your own zone. Then what the fuck you doing when you home alone? Because you can see I am trying to be me, and you cannot beat me. And if you even try to see exactly what I see, you wouldn't even see, because I'm so different and unique. Original at the point where people cannot speak. They look at me and then they try to walk away. Then they come back and they're like, oh my god, look at Steph again, pretty. Can I speak to you just for a minute? Can I speak to you just for a minute? Can I speak to you just for a minute? Can I speak to you just for a minute? Just for a minute, just for a minute. Just for a minute, just for a minute. Can I speak to you just for a minute? Can I speak to you just for a minute?
Slow it down.